The ESL Rochester Fringe Festival, the most anticipated festival in the region, will once again excite audiences with nearly 650 performances September 9th through the 20th. From comedy, dance, and theater to jaw-dropping spectacles across 39 venues all around Rochester. Don't miss amazing performances in the Spiegel Tent, including the world premiere of Cirque du Fringe Claws Out, Shot Sphere, Kids Fringe, and more. And direct from Italy, Sphere, a mind-blowing outdoor spectacle, free at Parcel 5, September 19th and 20th. RochesterFringe.com.
Let's take a minute to talk about Joe Bean Coffee, my go-to for great beans here in Rochester. I'm Chris Lindstrom, host of the Food About Town podcast and co-founder of Lunchador, and I regularly brew their coffee at home. A recent favorite of mine is the natural process Colombian Finca Buena Vista coffee from Edwin Zambrano. This coffee won a 2024 Good Food Award, and I can't help but agree with that assessment. My brews have been full with fruity flavors of pineapple, strawberry, and orange, and each cup has brightened my morning. Next time you need some beans, head over to Joe Bean's Roastery at 565 Blossom Road in Rochester, or shop online at joebeanroasters.com. For our loyal listeners, save 15% off your next order at joebeanroasters.com with code LUNCHADOR. You can also subscribe to Joe Bean's Perpetual Joy and receive freshly roasted beans on your schedule, and never be without great coffee again. Joe Bean is more than just coffee. It's a community, a commitment, and a cup full of care. That music means it's time for another episode of Just Can't Not. This is part of our preview podcast series for the ESL Rochester Fringe Festival, happening September 9th to the 20th in scenic downtown Rochester, New York. Go to rochesterfringe.com to get your tickets for all the events. Get the app. I just got it myself a couple days ago. I absolutely love it. Helps you schedule your plans for the whole event, including an event that I am taking a part of, and so is the guest across from me.
Did you say you're absolutely enjoying that app?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was
absolutely.
Oh, geez. This is starting the way I expected it to. The man who picked the music for Just Can't Not, my co-founder of Lunchador, Matt Austin. Matt, how are you doing tonight?
Good day. How is it to be in a room with me recording again? It's been so long.
Yeah. And also, like, oh, you're a guest, because it's so weird. Like, I've done 20 of these.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm treating you like a guest on the show that's also yours.
Clearly, saving the best for last. A stranger in my own home. It's been a minute since I've been over here recording.
So it
has. I'm excited.
Yeah, absolutely. And I got to say, like, doing all these previews has been an absolute, like, this will be coming out somewhere in the middle of these, but this is the last one we're doing. And I got to say, like, this process has been just an absolute delight.
It's been really, really fantastic to hear all the different shows, everybody else that's kind of put together shows for Fringe. Fringe is such a cool thing because anybody can put together a show. And I don't want to toot our own horn, but we are absolutely proof of that, because we kind of have no business doing a live show, but we're going to do one.
We are doing one, and our show is part of the Fringe Festival. Our show is on September the 13th at 3:00. At the Bausch & Lomb building of the downtown branch of the Public Library.
In the Kate Gleason Auditorium.
And tickets for this you can get on Rochester Fringe. Wait a second. These are free. You don't need a ticket.
It's free. Just rock on up. Hang out.
We absolutely love that we're doing that way. Like, one, as, you know, contributing to Fringe, we love that our tickets are free for this. Doing this with the, you know, the Public Library meant a lot to us. I know for you, like, the library is a big part of your life right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, my son is constantly reading. My wife, we have a little free library out in front of our house. We've made so many friends through the library, so it's fun to be able to do something at the Central Library as a part of Fringe. Also, it's amazing that we're a part of Fringe. I've seen so many incredible shows.
Yeah.
And by the way, I don't want to discount the other artists that have done the shows here. They're all incredible people doing so many cool things, and I just hope we can be half as good as they are.
Yeah, it's like, the more I talk to everybody, the more I'm like, oh, yeah, we got to step up. We got to step our, like, we haven't even done it yet. And I'm like, oh, we have to step up our game. Like we interviewed somebody who's done 10 one-person shows.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh,
oh, you've done 10 hours of like one person shows, and we're like, oh, we're going to do a thing. Let's see how it goes.
Yeah. It's, hey, everybody, we're going to put on a show. We're there for an hour. I hope you like us.
Yeah. So we are doing the Lunchador Podcast-a-rama full hour, and we're bringing a lot of the hosts from the variety of shows on the Lunchador Podcast Network.
Absolutely. Chris and I knew that we couldn't sustain an hour by ourselves. so we enlisted our much funnier and cooler friends, including Paulie Guglielmo. We've got Megan Murphy coming in from Anomaly. We've got Kelly Metris from Bossy. We've got Mike Huntone from Punches and Popcorn.
Yeah, I mean, this is like, I'm just really excited about the lineup we've brought in.
Aaron from Dialed Up. I don't want to leave him out.
Oh, Aaron's. Yeah. And that's the thing. We have so many different tones out of all those people.
We do. We have all sorts of tones, including the Hunt tone.
I think we're going to bring a good amount of chaos, a good amount of normalcy. And we've been working on the format. I don't think we're going to dive too much into it because I think we're getting to where we want to be, but I think that's also the amazing part about doing a Fringe thing for the first time is we are figuring it out as we go.
Yeah, we are doing the classic corporate thing of building the plane while we're flying it. And if you've ever seen videos of the Wright brothers, you know how that's going to work. And I am very excited about it because there's nothing better than a live show with that undercurrent of chaos.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to doing it.
Yeah. And one of the great things, too, is we're also recording that. So everybody's going to be able to hear it after.
Yeah. I would imagine it'll pop up in anybody that's involved's feed and maybe some of the other shows if they're so inclined. Also, I think the library is going to live stream it on their YouTube.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
and
if
like,
you can't be there in person, you know.
Yeah. And getting involved with the library just feels like it feels very Lunchador to me.
Yeah. I agree. It's the perfect place for it. It's exactly what we kind of started out with. We wanted this to be, you know, a place where anybody can tell their story. That's kind of the genesis of the live show is anybody can do a podcast. As a matter of fact, watch us kind of improvise one in front of you. Now, I do want to tell you, none of us are trained improvisers. Somebody may have taken one class. I don't want to speak for everybody.
I can say, I bet Meg has taken a class at some point.
More than likely, if I were to say people that have taken improv classes, I would say Meg and Paulie are probably the two.
Yeah.
If I had a guess.
I mean, like Paulie also did 10 years of live radio.
Yeah. Which we had our little pre-production meeting with everybody and Paulie brought up that he's done not one, but two 24-hour broadcasts on the radio.
Which, I mean, what a luxury to like, oh, we can just throw like two people who can grab any topic and do like forever on it with like Meg and Paulie.
Yeah, I feel so blessed that they're involved. I love doing anything with Meg. She's one of the funniest and most creative people I know.
Yeah.
The fact that she's involved, I'm so thrilled about that. And then Paulie, I mean, what hasn't been said? He's an absolutely great storyteller. He's a great conversationalist. Perfect person to be in.
And I think, you know, like there's nothing that can replace like Mike Huntone's enthusiasm for everything he does. He's like, I've never been as enthusiastic about anything than Mike is about everything he does.
Mike, if you're
not, and I love him for that.
If you're not familiar with Mike, Mike is the sort of person that will break his leg and as a result create two brand new, if not three brand new Instagram accounts based on three of his largest interests. And he is very active on all of them.
Yeah.
There is nothing he does halfway.
No. And that's why I love listening to Punches and Popcorn so much is that like, I haven't seen most of the movies that they cover, but every time I finish one, I'm like, man, I really want to watch that movie.
Yeah. And I mean, we've got Kelly who again, incredible conversationalist, incredibly funny.
And like, so honest, like, and that's like something I really wanted as part of this was like, so direct, so honest, and also just like endlessly charismatic as a person.
Yeah. Immediately. One of the most magnetic people I've ever met.
So like it's, you know, and then, Aaron, I've got to spend a lot of time with Aaron, on Dialed In, our coffee show with Wade Reed from Aporia and AMFM. You know, I'm producing, but I'm also like a full live producer, Mike. And I love spending time with both of them. Aaron is such a genuine guy and loves to talk about things. Like he just loves grabbing a topic and noodling on it. And I'm like, wow, we're just bringing a whole different energies from so many different people.
Yeah, such a fountain of knowledge and magnetism. And then it's you and I trying to kind of play ringmaster with it. We are your bottom bargain basement samurais for the somewhat game changer esque event that we're going to be holding.
As soon as we talked about that before, like, I'm like, like, what suit jacket can I wear, and what kind of hat do I have, or can I procure for this event specifically?
Should we just go full on? You can go as Sam, and I'll just go as Jake. Because I feel like I've got the Jake vibe. I can throw the overalls on.
Oh, I really need to see if I can find a pinstripe suit of some sort.
Yeah.
I almost need like a Music Man, like pork pie, like straw hat too.
I'd be stunned if you don't have a snake oil salesman suit somewhere in your closet.
I mean, I got my patter so tight on the the intros to these. It's like I can't imagine. Like, when I did the first one, I'm like, oh, this is a little bit weird. And then by like the 20th one of these, I was just like, you know, blah, 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 blah. And it's like every beat was like dead on perfect.
Well, you were doing them like back to back. You had what, 3 or 4 a night that you were doing?
There was, I think, 3 days in a row where I did minimum 4. Good no, grief. Sorry, 4 days in a row where I did minimum 4. And I had, I think, 2 of the nights I did 6.
That is incredible.
There's nothing quite like that, to like, you have no choice but to just be in it, and you can't prep too much, which is kind of why I liked, like, when we talked about doing this, I didn't want to script something out too much.
Oh, absolutely not. Well, that's the magic of podcasting. Kind of going back to the genesis of the show, or the reason we're doing it. Initially, Paulie pitched us on doing a 24-hour podcast as part of Fringe.
Yeah.
Which is something that may happen one day, but when we looked at it logistically, we were like, we're down, but I don't know if there's any venue that would want us to sit there for 24 hours straight. So if we can find, I don't know, a tent or a street corner somewhere, maybe next year, that's the move. We can maybe set up in one Fringe.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah. I was thinking about in the back of my head. One, you still might see us pop up at one Fringe place sometime during the week. If nothing else, like, I'm going to be bouncing around a lot over the next, you know, over the next week or so, just really catching things up. But yeah, I mean, setting up there and just talking to everybody.
Now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Make a note. That's next year's show.
I kind of want to just sit there for an evening and almost just talk to everybody about Fringe.
Well, I think that's Paulie's 24-hour show.
Yeah.
Is set up kind of like you did at Roco.
Yeah.
But with just whoever's passing by. Well, damn it. I wish we would have had this idea back in April.
I think we'd have to like move into the Spiegel tent.
Oh, Spiegel tent is way too big for us.
Like, no, part during some of the later hours after Fringe closes.
Oh, yeah. If we were so inclined, if we were allowed to go in there, that would be great. If we could do hours from Der Spiegel tent, that would be fantastic.
And I was also like having a chance to get to interview Erica Fee as the start of this. Like, what a delight. She's a hoot, and like the fact that like Rochester's Fringe is one of the biggest in the world.
Yeah.
And they're buying like a Spiegel tent. Like they're really Which going after this.
Is amazing, because in years past, I know it's been like a whole thing with the Spiegel tent. Cleveland. Anyway, but I know it's been kind of a challenge to get a Spiegel tent into Rochester. So the fact that they're going out and getting their own is incredible.
Yeah. And like, yeah, I love the idea of just like getting silly with everybody, because I love the noodling part of doing this sometimes.
Yeah.
It is a delight.
That's why we enjoy doing this together.
Yeah, because like it's always going to be something different.
Yeah.
And you don't always know where you're heading until you're done asking the question.
Right.
I do find listening back to it, I'm like, Where did I think this was going when I started speaking? Did I know what I was going to ask during that? And then I'm like, no, I didn't.
Nope.
And then I'm like, I got to it, but like, I know what was going through my head at the time.
There's a road there. Just be thankful you don't have to show your work afterwards. But yeah, you get there.
Yeah, this isn't new math. No. Like, I don't show all my steps. If you saw the steps in my head, everybody would be terrified and very confused.
Shout out to New Math. I don't know if they're playing Fringe, but go see them if they're playing out. Hey, Derek.
And speaking of which, like, we did get a chance to interview a whole bunch of musicians too.
Yeah.
I mean, I interviewed somebody who's doing like one of the last shows at the Spirit Room before it closes as part of like finishing out at the Fringe, you know, people at different venues. And I was just like, wow, like being able to talk to people about their musical performances. It's like, I almost want to turn our thing into like just a whole, like, what is Fringe distilled into an event?
Yeah. Well, that 2026,
a full review of the Fringe Festival in a shorter period of time.
2026, Lunchador presents What Am Fringe?
I like that we're planning next year. Like, why bother talking about this year?
Well, because we want to keep mystery. We're being very Damon Lindelof about it, very J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, I mean, we are going to bring out polar bears. We'll never talk about them again.
That's right.
We are going to have codes for everybody to get in. That everybody's going to think they mean something, but really in the end, it's just some guy hitting buttons.
Yeah. That my son is actually going to be the one hitting the button. So it's going to be very random. It's going to be fantastic.
He has grown his hair out for it. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. It's full immersion.
Oh God. Oh yeah. I am really excited about getting in front of people. Cause what I haven't done a lot of, I've done a ton of radio stuff, ton of podcasting. Yeah. I haven't done a lot of live stuff at all.
It's a whole different beast and it's fun.
Yeah.
Like the thing that I found, not that I've done a ton of it and I'm not like a road dog or anything, you know, but like I've done a few things and like you don't realize how fast the time goes by, but also time dilates. So it'll be the end of the show, but it will also feel like it was a lifetime. Mm-hmm. So be aware of that. The last thing I did was a panel at Flower City Comic Con going over sequels in space.
Okay, sure. And
it was for Anomaly with Meg and KP and the crew there. And we did a whole slideshow and everything, which was awesome because it was daylight in a tent, so you couldn't see what was on the screen. And like, so I think that's the biggest thing for someone who hasn't done a lot of live stuff, Chris. Be prepared. Anything that we prepare is probably not going to work.
Yeah.
So then it's just improvisation for an hour.
Yeah.
And then you'll get done and you'll be like, we lived. I think that was cool.
I think that sounds like a great, like, that's a great goal.
Yeah.
Is like, oh yeah, you know what? I kind of had a good time.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Our goal here, I want to make this abundantly clear. Our goal is for you to have a good time.
Oh, yeah, that too.
As the folks in the audience, I want you to have fun. The thing is, I only know one way to do that, and it's to make sure that the people that I'm on a stage with are also having fun. So that's the goal, I think, is just to make sure that everybody's having a good time and that we don't go over time.
Yeah, if you know, Matt and I start doing like call and response, like wrestling promo stuff, like, oh, you didn't know.
Yeah, if we start filling time by doing, you know, catchphrases from the 90s,
yeah,
that's when you'll know we're vamping and we have nowhere to go. So it'll be that, and then you'll see one of us go, all right, questions from the audience.
Yeah.
So as soon as we open up to Q&A, that means we've run out of ideas.
Raise your hand if you have thoughts.
Yeah, exactly. I say that and it's totally going to happen. And I'm gonna be like, oh no.
Yeah.
You
know what? It's also the luxury that we've stacked the deck so much in our favor.
Hopefully. Yeah.
By the people we've laid out for this. And I
just realized we left out one person.
Who did we leave out?
Emily.
Oh my God. I feel terrible. Cause like, to be honest, like you really curated the list.
Yeah.
And I've been so in the mind of like, I don't know what's going to go on.
Yeah. Emily Hesney Lynch, host of It's a Lot.
Which, by the way, has been absolutely phenomenal recording that so far. The conversations have been awesome.
I am terrible for not bringing her up sooner because she is an absolute powerhouse. Ugh. Again, one of the most amazing conversationalists, one of the most insightful people I know.
Yeah.
Like, she's wonderful, and I'm so excited that she's going to be a part of it. So yeah, we really did stack the deck. We're just going to have to stand there and look pretty, probably.
Yeah, I'm game for that.
I'm in trouble, but you'll be fine. But yeah, so that's, yeah, it's Emily, it's Aaron, it's Polly, it's Megan, it's Kelly.
I mean, this is this is everything I wanted. Yeah. Like, if we're going to do this, we just want to bring a cavalcade of just fascinating people. But that's, I think, at the core of everything we're doing is I think we're just greedy to have really cool people around us.
That's it. I'm hoping what people walk away from, other than being mildly entertained for an hour, I'm hoping that people walk away and go, oh, hey, podcasts are kind of fun. And also, we have like a good dozen people that do fun things in Rochester. I should probably check that stuff out.
Yeah. I mean, I think everybody's going to get their money's worth.
Oh, for sure. I can guarantee. It's a money back guarantee from the Lunch at Our Podcast Network.
Yeah.
You will enjoy the show where I will give you every dime of your ticket money back.
Double your money back.
Right.
Oh, it feels like doing infomercials is really where I belong.
Oh yeah, for sure. You even have the right sweater for it tonight.
Oh yeah. It's very tasteful.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it makes everybody feel very comfortable with you.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Oh God.
It's a very bathwater sweater you got going on. It's nice.
We can't talk about bathwater anymore. There's so many topics around that going on. It's I don't know why. Like, why are we talking about that nowadays?
I don't know. I've missed it. I don't bathe. That's the trick.
Oh, it's like I'm my brain is so polluted by like random TikTok memes nowadays, yeah. And like knowing everything that's going on. It's like, well, how many days in a row would you go if you were getting paid this many dollars a day to not bathe or shower? And it's like all those nonsense things that are burning through my head. I'm just going to be like throwing those out randomly as we go just to confuse and delight people.
I know what I get paid now. So I guess like, I don't know.
Couple. Oh God.
It's the magic of podcasting. Come see it.
Yeah. No, I mean, seriously,
the 13th.
No, we're, everything we wanted to lay out, and every time we talked about it, the more excited I got about doing the event. And I think it could have been the opposite, that every time we talked about it, we got more nervous, we got more concerned. I think every time we've gotten together as a group or individuals, the more excited I've been about doing it.
Yeah, me too. We had that pre-production call. I keep going back to that because it was just super good energy. Like,
yeah.
We got half an hour in, and I was like, oh, I don't want to be taking everybody's time. And I was like, I don't want to be wasting everybody's time. And Polly was like, no, it's fine. Let's do it. Let's keep going. And I'm like, yeah, no, I agree. If y'all are down, I'm down. This sounds like a blast. So yeah.
And the fact that, like, just talking about it, how excited everybody was, and then every time we've refined and refined, it's like, yeah, that's going to work. And that's going to feel really good to do. And that, like, we know we're backed up by the audience, backed up by, you know, everybody on the stage. It's one of the great luxuries of life that, like, I feel backed up by everybody that's part of the network.
Yeah.
And, like, having you around and, like, that's, like, the support system for doing amazing, fun things is what a delight.
You mentioned before we started that you felt like with doing this, you're kind of, like, helping build a community around Fringe, or at least adding to the community around Fringe. And I'm like, yeah, that's kind of like, it's a microcosm of what Lunchador is, really. Like, we're kind of bringing people into that tent. Like, we all do this because we enjoy doing what we do, but we also enjoy each other's company.
Yeah.
So like, and that's the vibe. I think that's the most exciting thing for me, is that we get to hang out on a stage with our friends for an hour and goof around.
Yeah, and there's no veneer on it. This isn't like, this isn't surface level. Like we love these people, and we love like being part of Fringe.
Yeah.
It was one of those things, like when we were looking for places to really partner with, we thought this was going to be a great fit. And having gone through this, like, I, to be honest, I'm getting a little emotional. Like, it's been so heartening to see the enthusiasm of so many of the performers, and to feel just the enthusiasm from talking to our team.
Yeah.
Doing this is like, this is what, when people call Rochester an arts town, this bottom up mentality of the venues finding and picking these great shows to fit their venue and doing these things that can't be done anywhere else.
Yeah, it's another reason to love Rochester. They put so much, we put so much value on art and creativity because it's fun, and it also, it's a growth situation. You know what I mean? It's people that love making and creating and doing things, they gravitate towards each other, and you just have this outswell of energy, like the pink stuff in Ghostbusters 2. Like it's that, but intangible, I guess.
Yeah, but more the stuff, because everybody's so happy with the stuff.
Yeah,
you got it. What's the song? I'm sure you know it off the top of your head.
I don't
really,
dude.
I'm a little surprised.
Here's the thing. I knew it. However, I am 46 years old and my brain is actively dying. So there are things that, aphasia doesn't even enter into it. So, just know, I love the stuff. It's a great movie. If Megan was here, she'd be singing it right now and giving me the evil eye because I don't remember it. But, yeah.
I mean, that being said, that's the kind of dynamic conversation that you can expect at the Lunch at Our Podcast-a-rama.
You will no-sell and then talk about a friend who's smarter than you. The podcast experience in a nutshell. No, but that's exactly what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Is that I have lost more than I know at this point, but somebody will be there to back me up.
Absolutely.
You know, and I'll be there to back somebody up because I have a bunch of trivial knowledge because, you know, it's how it works. There are certain things that stick to the brain.
Yeah.
And this is kind of the best way to keep your brain active and do the creative stuff to you know, make your city and also your head a little better.
Yeah. So all that has been said. We've said it all.
Yeah.
And more.
Yeah. And we're going to say even more.
Yeah. At the Lunch at Our Podcast-a-rama on September 13th at 3 p.m., at the Central Library, Kate Gleason Auditorium. That's the Bausch & Lomb building, officially?
The Bausch & Lomb building, the new building. It's across the street from the old Ghostbusters-looking building. Two Ghostbusters references in 5 minutes.
Love it.
En fuego. it's the Bausch & Lomb building at the Central Library. It's across the street from the old Central Library building. It's kind of connected to the Court Street Garage, or at least on the other side of the block from the Court Street Garage.
Yeah, really easy parking there. Yeah. Definitely do that. And, you know, make sure it's in, you know, it's an easy walk over. And then you've got the rest of the day to go to some amazing fringe events all over Rochester.
There's great stuff. After our show, I think Ground Zero is running. So I kind of want to check them out.
Yeah, the tag team tournament is like, so I'm so excited that they're doing that.
As an inveterate indie wrestling fan and somebody who was obsessed with Chikara's King of Trios, do you know how excited I was that they were doing a tag team tournament?
Oh my God. I can't. The fact that you mentioned that during the episode.
Yeah.
The other guy basically said, we really wanted to do a King of Trios tournament.
Stop.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh,
well, one of the happiest weekends ever was going to King of Trios 2014, seeing a guy slip off of the rope. And then on his way out of the ring, scream out, it was the baby oil. Love it so much.
So come see us at 3 p.m.
Let's run down the roster again just to make sure everybody gets their cred. I'll start because I want to give Emily her props. Emily Hesney Lynch of It's a Lot. We've got Megan Murphy of Murphy's Rank the World and Anomaly Presents. We've got Pauly Guglielmo of the Pauly G Show.
Yeah, we got Aaron Pascucci from Dialed In. Kelly Metris from Bossy.
We've got Mike Huntone from Punches and Popcorn.
And you've got Chris and Matt from Lunch at Our Everything.
More Lunch at Our Everything. Me every once in a while on Just Can't Not and mostly on Anomaly Presents.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We're doing it.
It's going to be a blast. It's going to be even better if you're there. Please come out, hang out with us. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, and then make sure to go to rochesterfringe.com to get your tickets for all the other events. Get the app so after you go to an event, you just want more, you can find that. And we'll be back next time with more.
Just Can't Not. Did you want to say that if you have an appetite for more shows at the Fringe, you get the app?
Oh. I thought he had a chance.
This has been a presentation of the Lunch at Our Podcast Network.
For the record, that last joke was absolutely gold.
You better call somebody.
Hey, this is Paulie Guglielmo, and if you'd like to hear the behind-the-scenes stories of some of your favorite small businesses in Rochester, join me for one-on-one interviews with the entrepreneurs behind those businesses. It's the Paulie Guglielmo Show podcast, and it comes out every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. right here on the Lunchador Podcast Network.
The Level Up Coffee Podcast is now dialed in.
We love coffee and stay connected to every development in the industry, both here in Rochester and worldwide, to bring you our unique perspective on the ever-changing world of coffee.
We're doing regular tastings, reporting on our travels, and trying to hold back tirades about the forces that make the coffee supply chain a neo-colonial mess. Join us on the Lunchador Podcast Network and wherever you get your podcasts, and stay
dialed in.